The Burt Show.
All right, we call this the Burt Show's Tough Love Advice. We ask guys only to be part of this. 404-741-1005. Why guys only, Jeff?
Well, sometimes women can't really give the bare bones, stripped down, hardcore advice, especially to other women, because those annoying feelings get in the way. So what'll happen is you'll have a woman will call up with a question like the one that Burt was talking about earlier. She thinks her boyfriend's cheating on her.
Right.
And girls would be like, well, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe he's not. Like, you're always looking for that glimmer of hope, that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, the ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. You're always like, well, maybe he's not. He is or he isn't. And guys will, you know what? It's gonna hurt your feelings. It's going to be hard. Maybe he's just not that into you, and guys are going to cut right through that. No ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. If he's cheating on you, we're going to call it. If he's, you know, if he's a crappy guy, we're going to call it. If your friend has screwed you over, we're going to call it and just leave it at that.
We're a wily bunch, guys, and you don't have the playbook. But since we write it every single day, we can tell you guys what's really going on in your relationship if you give us all the facts. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Wendy. You were on Q100. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing okay. Good. Just trying to get the voice disguiser a little bit adjusted for you. Nobody can recognize your voice, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right, so give us some details about what's going on with your boyfriend. We got Haas in here now also. We're going to ask the guys that listen to the show to call up once they hear the details and give you real solid, solid, solid advice.
I definitely want to know. I'm kind of like getting completely crazy with this whole thing. I don't know. And you're right. I haven't talked to my girlfriends about it, and it's gotten really... I just want to know if I'm being, like, paranoid or I'm being naive about this whole situation, but...
Hey, Wendy, hold on one sec. We're just trying to get the voice disguiser adjusted here. Somebody jacked with it over the weekend?
Okay,
go ahead. Start to tell us your story, and we're just going to make the adjustments as you go along.
I've been going out with a really great guy for almost 2 years, about a year and a half, and he's really great. There's just a couple odd things that definitely send up, like, some red flags, and I just wanted to, I don't want to overreact because I don't want to mess up something that's really great. I won't accuse him of anything, but it's just, like, some little weird stuff. I haven't caught him in any of the, you know, classic, like, lies or no, you know, phone numbers from women or weird phone calls or anything, but there's just a couple little strange things that I just don't know if I'm being crazy or not. So,
okay, give us some of these little red flags.
Okay, here it is. One weird thing, I don't know if it's even weird, but it's weird for me, is he texts all the time, and then he deletes them. Like, my phone service is awful, so I'm always borrowing his phone, you know, and checking out. Well, I don't know, if I'm not really checking out stuff, but I have noticed that he does delete every message he ever gets or anything like that.
Does he delete them as he responds to them, or does he let them, like, pile up a little bit and then just delete them all?
No, I've never asked him about it, but no, they're gone. Like, almost any time, like, the regular phone would just kind of delete them as they naturally happen. No, they're absolutely gone. And I know he's, you know, text messaging all the time, so...
And you know this because...
I have borrowed his phone, and, you know, I don't know. This kind of goes with some of the other things, so let me just let you know. I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm snooping around, but it's just something I've noticed.
Okay.
All right, give us some of the others.
The other thing is, I am a completely trusting person, and he does go out a lot with his guy friends, which I think is really healthy. And I love it because I have a lot of girlfriends, and I love going out with them, too. And he has regular Tuesday night, they play cards and have fun and go out and, you know, whatever. I think it's great. But there, sometimes it can be to, like, you know, midnight, 1 in the morning, that kind of a thing. And I have a couple girlfriends who just think that's a little weird. But I have no problem with it, except I would think in the last, he has changed a position at the work he's had since he's gone out. He has kind of brought his own clothes, you know, his brother's clothes, so that he could go directly to work. So he could shower there because they have a gym and everything. And he'd get ready and go to work just from when he's gone out. And it is a little weird, but when he goes out to one of his friend's house, it is closer to where he works. So it's not that unusual, but it's kind of compounded because of these other sort of thing.
Do you know what kind of clothes he's bringing? Like, is it something that he would wear out if he was going out with you to, like, a nicer dinner? Or is it just, like, jeans and a polo shirt?
It seems like stuff he would wear to work. I mean, because sometimes I'll see him after work, and, I mean, I don't know. It looks like he's just going to work after he goes out.
So he goes out with his friends and then tells you he's going to spend the night at his buddy's house, change for work, and then go to work the next day.
Yeah, or else he can just,
so it's
like...
work clothes.
Oh, so he's...
The other way around.
I thought he was changing after work
No. Other way around. So he's going out...
Oh, yeah, he's doing someone else.
Now, this is like in the middle of the week, right? So he's out to 2, 3 in the morning, crashing...
Yeah, usually a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Adult guys don't have sleepovers.
Wait, well, now this is something important here. Is this every Tuesday night, or does this happen like a lot during the week?
Well, not every Tuesday night does he stay over, but every Tuesday night he has a guy's night out, usually.
Okay.
Unless we have something like it's our anniversary or something, you know, that kind of a thing.
All right, so we've got staying out, he's got clothes, he's doing a sleepover at his dude's house, you got the deleted text messages, what else you have?
Well, the only thing really kind of weird is this weekend where he's visiting relatives, like his supposed cousin, but I shouldn't even be saying this, but his cousin, who I've never met, and the uncle, I've never even heard of him talking about, but now he has, like, you know, these cousins who live in South Georgia, and he's going to go visit them, and that is fine. He's just not one of those, like, he is a good family person, like, on holidays, but he usually, like, it just doesn't seem like a time, like, I'm going to go visit my cousins for some odd reason.
Have you met other relatives?
Oh, yeah.
You've
and
met
they're
them?
Great, and they love me, and I love them, and that's the thing. Is I just don't want to overreact and mess something up. And, you know, the minute you accuse somebody or even ask, it just, I think, puts just something into the relationship where then there's questioning, and I don't know. I kind of feel like you should trust somebody until they do something that messes up with that trust. But it's not like I've caught him in lies. Or
all right, hold on a second. Have you called him over the last couple of days while he was in South Georgia? Has he picked up the phone, been available?
Actually, he's going this weekend.
Oh, he's going this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, just this coming weekend.
Just for a spontaneous weekend with the cousins.
And why aren't you going with him?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mentioned that, you know, I definitely could get away. I work a lot at home, and I could definitely get away. But he was like, oh, no, I never see him. You know, I just think it's good. Hey, you know, maybe we'll see him at Christmas, blah, 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 you know.
Hold on a sec. Haas is already laughing at you. What do you got, Haas?
Yeah, he's cheating on you.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, I when you said the text message thing, I could kind of understand that. A guy might just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, emails. You want to delete them. You want to keep your you know, little text message box clean. I understand that. But then you say that that he's talking about cousins that you've never met before, that he's never talked about before. If he was that close of family, he would have already mentioned them. He would have already seen them. You would have already been introduced to them. So now he's going to go see people that you never even seen or talked to, don't even know exist. Now he's staying the night. Yeah, just like Jeff said, no guys have adult guy sleepovers. That's just, no guys do
now,
that.
So. Now, in defense of some guys, I'm sure there are situations where guys go out to a buddy's house and they end up getting so, you know, hammered that they just crash on the couch.
Yeah, but that's not premeditated.
Right. That's not bring a change of clothes. Okay. And that's not like on a Tuesday night when you got to work the next day. Like, that's like, you know, Friday night we started playing cards and then, you know, we just started drinking. And then next thing you know, it's 1:30 in the morning and they're ordering pizzas. And then it's 2:30. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to sleep here. I'll drive home tomorrow. And he rolls in the next day, obviously wearing the clothes he slept in, stinking like the pizza and beer that they drank the night before. And and that'll happen, I mean,
occasionally.
It's not going to happen every Tuesday where he brings his work clothes in.
Wendy, how old a guy is this dude?
He's 31.
31. Okay, hold on 1 second for me.
Now, we did not know that Jeff had brothers, stepbrothers, until like 3 years into the relationship. So I just want to point that out.
That's true.
3 years into our relationship with you, we found out.
Well, it was kind of the same with Bert, too.
What's that?
I said, we didn't know that you had half-brother. No, you had a son until yesterday. No, that you have half-brothers, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I didn't know that until about a year.
Mine are half-brothers, but we're not dating. Like, I think there's a difference.
I think the point that they're making here is that guys don't readily share their relationships with other relatives.
Yeah, I'm not making an excuse for him. I just feel like I need to point that out.
If he's making up cousins, like, it's not, like, I think there's a significant difference between dating and coworkers. Like, you guys didn't know about my half-brother or Bert's half-brother.
That's true.
Because
that's
it
true.
Never comes up in conversation. But
If
we were dating and all of a sudden I said, oh, yeah, I'm going up to North Carolina to visit my half-brother, you should be pretty damn suspicious.
Right. Right. That's true.
The voice disguiser doesn't have to be on. All right, so we're only getting guys' advice here. 404-741-1005. Tony, what do you think?
Hey, I think this is real easy. Is this one of the situations where she can call anytime she wants, and she calls him up on Tuesday night and hears music in the background, the guy's laughing, playing pool and things, or is this one of those, oh, well, baby, I don't think you should call me on Tuesday nights and disturb me, and so then know what's going on? I think it'd be easy to call and find out what's going on.
Or is the phone off? I think that's hugely telling. If the phone is off,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, going, you can always tell when a cell phone's off because it goes right, it doesn't even ring before it goes to voicemail.
Right. Voice disguiser, please.
Oh, I've been able to get in touch with him. That's what one of the weirdest things is no, I can, or sometimes one of his friends pick up. So I know that, I mean, I don't call him every Tuesday. I don't want to be some kind of a, you know, a crazy girlfriend. But, you know, I have called him over there to, like, have to make plans for stuff, but I'm not going to, like, check up on him or anything. I mean, it just sounds so weird.
When you have called him, though, on those Tuesdays,
yeah,
he is...
other guys, you know, I mean, I'm friends with some of those guys, too. And that's the other thing. I really think they would tell me if something was going on.
No, sure they would.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Guys protect each other pretty well,
I wouldn't count
on that.
You know what guys say, hoes before bros.
yeah. I'm just saying I think what you're hearing here is if there's some accessibility there. If you call up and he's out with the guys, then you can take some comfort in that fact.
I definitely can. The only thing, it's compounded with this other stuff. You know, like, I wonder, like, is he seeing her, you know, if there was somebody afterwards or something like that.
Most guys are saying there's nothing to be scared about here. Don't
really?
You? Yeah, most are saying that, don't worry about it. Good morning, Chad. You're on Q100. What's going on?
I was going to say that I really don't think it's an affair.
Why? I mean, what do you think it is? Just she's just being thinking. Yeah, Monday after Thanksgiving.
What
I'm trying to say is, why do you think that he's taking the clothes over? Do you think that the premeditated spend the night is normal?
I do it on occasion.
Okay.
I'd say I'm with Chad. I don't think you're screwing around yet. Or at least I'd say you still have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
It is changed a little bit when she said that his buddies would answer the phone, or like if she calls over there, like the fact that there is a group of guys around, that helps, but still if it was just that, if the only thing she called up with was that, I would start out by saying he's cheating, and then when the buddies answered the phone, it would be gone. But the random cousin visiting and the text messages,
I also think...
I'm like CSI, man. I look all over the place. I'm pulling hair follicles off the car seat. I'm putting the whole thing together.
Well, the text message thing, I think what Bert asked is so important. She didn't have the answer because text message memory in your phone is not unlimited. So I delete all the incoming and outgoing text messages every so often.
But not as they come in.
But not as they come in or out. So, I mean, there's one moment you could be looking through my cell phone and there's nothing. And then others, there's 48, you know, messages, you know, in my box.
Right.
You know, the thing that, the one detail I still need. The one detail we need is the... is the distance between work and his house? Like, how far is it from work for him?
It could take, like, probably, like, a little over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when he's at his friend, especially this guy, Jim, and he's still over his house, it's more like 10 minutes. So it is a lot easier for him to go to work. Wow. I understand that. And I really didn't have a problem with it until I started talking, you know, to some of my friends about it. And then it was like, well, you're just being crazy, and, you know, why aren't you, you know, calling him on it and everything? And I just, my main thing is just not messing up something that's really good, because he's a good guy, and I just don't want to mess it up.
Has he ever cheated on you before?
Oh, no.
Never done anything, never given you any indication at all anything's up?
No, not at all.
I still think you got to give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
there,
now that there's a commute issue where it's an hour if he goes home, but only 10 minutes, damn it.
Hoss.
Yeah, that's what. Now that she said that, you should have told us that in the beginning. Then I wouldn't have felt so dumb by saying this.
I think you're okay at this point.
I've just been talking. I guess I need some help from you guys, and I really appreciate it. I really feel good about it, and definitely, I don't know. I think that's the way to go. It's just,
You know what? Keep looking, though. You'll find some reason.
Oh, stop.
Keep digging and digging and digging. Screw it up, girl. Screw it up somehow.
Yep.
Stop it.
See you later, Wendy.
I would try, you guys are great. Thank you.
I would start checking his email if you could somehow get all this.
Yeah, stop.
Spy bot things or something up on his computer, and you could check his email. That would help your relationship, I think, just to solidify that nothing
bad. What if she just followed him this weekend?
Yes,
like a couple car lengths behind all the way to
You know what?
House?
Here's what you need to do is go over to his buddy's house Tuesday night for the big sleepover.
Oh, that'll go over well.
For the big poker night slash slumber party.
I love how she says the last thing she says to us, hey, you guys did great. Thanks so much. Which means, hey, you guys said exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
The Burt Show.